Y94 Morning Playhouse.
The world famous, incredibly talented.
Zero Rat and Maggie in the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Y94.
Six 18 in the morning, 26 degrees here at the Playhouse Studios. Y94's the number one hit music station. Zero Rat and Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
You have no idea how excited I get as we just blast into Maggie the Love Doctor. Because your love, heart, tender advice when it comes to relationships. I love it. So heartfelt and just ooey gooey time.
I try.
Now, you need the Dear Abby of Fargo Moorhead Radio. What you do is you go to Y94.com, scroll down to Quick Links, click on Maggie the Love Doctor, and you'll see her lovely face and a form there that you can fill out, and it'll send it to us. Maggie, your first one today comes from Melinda. She says, Maggie the Love Doctor, I am considering a career change. But my husband says, I'm just having a midlife crisis and should just be happy with the person I am. It's not that insane for a 40-year-old woman to try something new, is it? It's not like we have financial issues preventing me from trying something new, but he seems to think I should just deal with who I am.
No, I don't think it's ridiculous at all. If she's not happy, then I would change it.
You know, we had a relationship rep, I think it was, not too long ago, where I think it was a very similar situation. Mm-hmm. And sort of what it boiled down to is if you're not going to have trouble paying the bills,
why not?
Be happy.
Yeah.
Do what you're going to do. Lisa says, for a Maggie, my husband is jealous of a coworker who's a little flirtatious with me. I think he half wants to confront the guy himself. Now, it doesn't bother me. I don't flirt back at all. But he definitely is flirting with me. How do I handle this?
I would just keep doing what you're doing. Kind of ignore him. If he flirts, he flirts. And if it really bothers your husband that much, let him say something.
Seeing as it's not like some weirdo at the bar, it's like a coworker. Mm-hmm. I certainly don't think that any sort of confrontation with like your man is the solution. Mm. That would be bad, I think.
Especially, if it makes him feel better, whatever.
But it could make work far more awkward. And he may be the one doing something wrong, but when the husband comes in and does something like that, then he's the one doing something wrong.
Rachel says, for you, my ex is trying to get me back. He's been sending cute little notes on Facebook and texts here and there, Maggie. He as recently as a month ago was dating somebody else. In fact, it was the woman he cheated on me with. Am I in dangerous ground here, or do you think it's worth seeing if the spark is still there?
I think you're in super dangerous ground right there.
If there's anything I know about Maggie the Love Doctor, it's that the second you're like, so this guy cheated on me, she's like, the hell with him.
Uh-huh. Well, and I mean, it's like, okay, he obviously realizes what he lost, and now he wants you back. Too bad. So sad.
Yeah, if he needs to screw you over to understand your value, probably not somebody you want to be
with.
No,
absolutely not.
Wrath of Love, Merce.
One comes to a decision based on what one wants, not based on what one doesn't want.
Oh, that's very Confucius of you.
Yes. Thank you.
But that's not a rat, is it?
No.
Okay. That's from a book. That's one of those things you can read on a Kindle, by the way. Mm. A book. Mm-hmm. And your last one, Maggie the Love Doctor, comes from Victoria. My boyfriend told me that I should give him an idea of what sort of engagement ring I would like to get. So we went to a few stores and he moaned and groaned every time I looked at rings I actually like. And then he kept standing to things like clearance displays, etc. Why did he ask me to do that with him if that's how he's going to be? Do I have a right to be frustrated?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And tell him that. Be like, why do you want me to pick this out if you're just going to complain about everything I show you?
I love that he's standing by the displays that are like clearance, on sale. Yeah. He's like, well, do you like any of these? Why did you ask to go out there, dude?
Look, it's a previously used ring section.
Oh, God.
So we're going to go engagement ring shopping. It's this beautiful jewelry store I know of. It's called the Pawn Shop.
Oh, God.
I think it's French for beautiful jewelry. So she should be frustrated.
Oh, yeah. I think every girl would be.
I think that's another situation where Maggie the Love Doctor would be socking him in the nose. Hey, this has been Maggie the Love Doctor.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
The Playhouse in the Morning with Zero Rat and Maggie.
Y94.